I hereby introduce to you Mr. Michael Veazey.
Hey, 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 welcome to Amazing FBA, the place to be for UK-based Amazon entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Michael Veazey. Welcome to the show. Hi, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show. This is Amazing FBA with your host, Michael Veazey. And today I'm delighted to welcome a guest from outside the Amazon bubble, which I think is very important to do periodically to give us a bit of perspective. Today I'm going to welcome Christian Rodwell from EscapeTheRatRace.online. And Christian is an expert at, as the name suggests, helping people to escape the rat race. And I realized that actually a lot of people who are watching and listening to Amazing FBA are in that exact position. So it seemed to me that was a very, very good fit for the show. And Christian, delighted you can make it. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Michael. Great to be here.
So Christian, the first obvious question is, what about this escape the rat race thing? Why do people come to this? And, you know, what prompted you to create this in the first place?
Yeah, well, you know, escape the rat race, generally, when you say that to people, they think about the 9-to-5 grind, you know, certainly in London, which is where we're based, is having to wrestle your way onto a busy underground every morning and just really, you know, spending a day in an office and doing what the boss demands of you and never really getting ahead and feeling like you're contributing everything in life that, you know, you really kind of put here for. So there's a lot of people, myself included, who hit a crossroads where you've been doing a certain job for a long period of time, many, many years, and you actually just sort of start to question, is this really what I want to do for the next 5-10 years? And for so many people, actually, the question then is, well, if I'm not going to do this, what else am I going to do? And that can be quite a scary position to be in. And this is really where I now step in to help these people who have got that question in their minds and they go to the internet and they start looking around for, you know, wealth building, kind of online, making money, these kind of things. And you're just bombarded with so much, you know, so many promises of making you an overnight millionaire and making £10,000 in the next 7 days. And, you know, you and I know that most of this is BS. And unfortunately, a lot of people get sucked into some of those wishes and get rich quick things. And Escape the Rat Race is really about getting a really good community of people together. Every month we do meetup events, we do workshops, and we've built an online community now of a good 2,000 or 3,000 people. And it's really about saying, you know, if you want to escape the rat race, then the first step is getting clear in yourself, you know, who you are, what you're good at, what you would love to do. And then we can start to find the right strategy that's going to help get you a little bit further towards achieving those goals.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much for explaining all that. And one reason I wanted to have you on, Christian, is that I guess one of the problems with Amazing FBA is that we're assuming that people are already sold on and the Amazon business model, and they know that it's right for them. And of course, a lot of people aren't at that stage yet. And you're the perfect person to help people choose between the different business models. So tell me a bit more about the sort of, I suppose, income streams, maybe is a better way of putting it, to get broader. What are the sort of income streams that you help people choose between?
Well, I think, you know, before we go into the individual streams, I think it's worth, you know, just confirming that if you want to create passive income, which is another buzzword that so many people hear, and financial freedom, financial independence, then the only real way that you're going to achieve that is by building or developing assets. You know, assets, which are something like a business or a property where you get rental income or profits, where you're not physically trading your time for money. You don't need to turn up and put the hours in yourself in order to get paid. So we look at three core asset classes at Escape the Rat Race. And this year I launched the Academy programs, which is the Business Academy for people who maybe have a business idea, something they've been thinking about for a long time, but have no experience of how to actually launch a business or test the market and make sure there's a demand and that they can actually get paid for their idea. So we help people with that, and that's one asset class. A second asset class, as I mentioned, is property, and we have the Property Academy, where we help a number of people get really clear about their property strategy. And again, not Every strategy will be right for every person. It depends on how much funding you have access to, how much time you have available as well. But we find the right strategy for people that will fit alongside their job and allow them to start generating an income through property. And then obviously we look at increasing that to a point where they can choose to leave their job if that's what they want to do. And the third asset class that we focus on at Escape the Rat Race is the Trading Academy, which is more looking at investments and trading using technical analysis. So looking at the charts, whether it be Forex, stocks, cryptocurrencies now, which is obviously another buzzword out there, and obviously showing people how to manage their risk, which is the most important thing. Always looking at, you know, if the worst case scenario happened, how much could I lose, rather than focusing on, you know, just how much money can I make, because that's always a dangerous situation.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for explaining that as well, because I think there's a couple of things that are very common in certain business areas that are very uncommon in others. And I think that the reducing your risk thing, or the Forex, for example, is very much a mentality that we should have as Amazon sellers as well. And the smart sellers I know, like any smart business person, looks at the downside potential and the upside potential, if you like. They're horrible words, but you can see why people use that, because it's not quite the same as how much money will I make. It's a more nuanced thing than that. And I think that is one of the things that I strive to do in my Amazon training these days as well, is to reduce risk. Thus, if it works, you make more money. And if it doesn't work, you live to fight another day, which is really important, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you realize, you know, when you're making this transition from employee to entrepreneur, that there's a whole new bunch of skills that you need to start learning. And sales is one of those. Managing money and cash flow is another. And, you know, I've seen a lot of people who've had savings just plowing money into new business ideas and not really keeping control of that. And suddenly, you know, that money can disappear and you look around and you just wonder where it all went. And it, you know, it's gone on training, it's maybe gone on products, on seminars, on all sorts of different things. So you do need to learn new skills. And that's why it's so important to find a community and find mentors and peer groups of people that can support you. And, you know, you might not be great at every skill, but you're probably good at some things and other people are good at other things. And it's about finding those partnerships and collaborating with others. And that's how you have real success, I think, in making that transition successfully. Yeah.
Yeah. And I can't remember who said it, but success is a team sport. It really is true. And I think just to pick up on one thing you said there about spending all your money on seminars and stuff, I think that is a big danger, actually. And I personally refuse to take money off people who haven't got enough money for inventory and training with me. I say, well, look, if you've only got a couple of £1,000 or something, please don't, you know, I won't take you, you know, spend it on inventory. Don't spend it on training. So that's, you know, it's a very good honest point that you've made there. So Christian, let's backtrack a little bit. I mean, obviously you've got a thriving thing going and you've got some fantastic, clear-minded guidance coming across already, which I think is really important, and to think in big principles rather than get stuck on a magic business model. But tell us a bit more. How did you personally escape the rat race? You've obviously got a thriving business going. How did that all happen? And what was it you were escaping from in the first place?
Yeah. Well, again, this is where we have some common ground, Michael, because my background actually was in the music industry. So I spent 16 long but successful years working in dance music. So when I was at college, when I was 18 years old, I kind of had enough of the classroom lifestyle. I didn't really want to go to university for another 4 years and just sit there learning about subjects that I really wasn't that interested in. And my passion at that time, at the age of kind of 17, 18, really was dance music. I was buying records. I bought a pair of Technics decks and, you know, I'd had my first taste of going out clubbing and being in London, at the back end of the 90s was a real good time for the music scene. And so I started writing to record labels that I was buying music from and just seeing if there was an opportunity to go and spend maybe an afternoon that I had spare at college and go and help them maybe answer the telephone and stick some vinyl into some mailers or do some odd jobs like that. And I was lucky that I actually got an opportunity to go and work at EMI Records up in London and for their dance music label, which was called Positiva Records. And that was actually the most successful dance music label in the UK, if not the world at that time. And, you know, some of the artists they had, people like the Venga Boys, and, you know, we had lots of kind of very successful people there. And it was just magical to be at that young age. And that was really my first taste of work. And all my friends, you know, were like, wow, you've got a pretty sweet job there. And it did actually lead to a full-time position. And that's where I spent 4 years at EMI, took a break, went traveling for a little while out in Australia and Asia, and then came back and got another job at an independent record label in Richmond upon Thames in Surrey. So up until 2014, that had been my background, was managing artists, making music videos, you know, putting their music on iTunes, and working a lot with the Ibiza clubs and doing compilations. And, you know, I enjoyed it very much. But it got to another point where at the end of 2014, or probably a little bit earlier than that, I'd started to lose my passion for that music industry. Things had changed. Obviously, digital downloads had kicked in a lot. Like I think many people in a certain industry, you look back and you say, well, it's not like it used to be. But the music industry really wasn't. And that's where I was at my own crossroads. It was like, well, I know that I don't want to continue doing what I'm doing, but what else am I going to do? And so I started on this journey of self-discovery, I suppose you can call it, where I'm kind of looking at what else is out there. What else can I learn? What are strategies that can help me generate an income for myself? And we talked about these assets, and I looked at property, and property was actually the direction that I chose to go in. So when I left my job in the end of 2014, I actually set up a property sourcing business in London, and I spent, you know, the first year learning that. I got a mentor to teach me, and, you know, I built my network, because another saying is, you know, your network is your net worth. And so I knew that I had this amazing network in the music industry, and I was jumping out of that into a completely unknown industry, and that I had to build my network quickly. As an aside from that, just before I did leave my full-time job at the end of 2014, I realized that, again, the network was important. And so I was looking online and seeing what kind of groups there were in London that shared common interests as I had, things like Rich Dad, Poor Dad books and the 4-Hour Work Week and all these inspirational people that I was aware of. And I wasn't finding much. And so I come across a website called meetup.com. And I was searching on there, and I thought, you know what, I'm just going to set up my own meetup group. And I had a bolt of inspiration. I just called it Escape the Rat Race Within 12 Months. And I was the first member. I had to pick a date for my first meetup event. And I thought, okay, well, you know, I'll pick it for 2 weeks into the new year after, you know, my new life as a business owner, entrepreneur. And if 4 or 5 people turn up and we can have a coffee and we can talk about Rich Dad, Poor Dad and those kind of things, I thought that would be pretty cool. And so I just stuck the date in. And when it came to that day, I had 40 people turn up that night. And it was pretty amazing. Like, you know, we had this small area reserved and it just wasn't big enough. And I had to quickly think on my feet and get a room together for everyone. And we just had a brilliant night. And I thought, okay, I'm going to do this again next month. And I've actually continued to hold those monthly Escape the Rat Race meetups ever since then. So we're now on meetup event number 34.
Wow. Okay. That's quite a story. I have to say, you did better in your chosen industry than I did in mine. I think in some ways I sort of did the typical classical musician thing of ending up teaching the piano to small kids, and that drove me absolutely mad. So that was my motivation to get out. But either which way, as you say, having a boss after a while, if you're a certain kind of person, just doesn't work for you. I'm just, as somebody said to me way back in music college, you know, you're just unemployable. And I think to some extent, I'm kind of proud to say I am. So maybe you reach that point later than me. Yeah, a couple of things I wanted to pick up on, that your network is your net worth. I think what you just said is very important, because when you leap from one industry to another, you don't have that ready-made thing that's grown organically. And I think sometimes you need something that's a ready-made community that you've created for your people, and I've tried to create for Amazon sellers or would-be Amazon sellers in the UK. So that can be a kind of fast start, can't it, for people to move from having an organically grown network to leaping into one that's ready-made. Otherwise, I think isolation is a dream killer for sure.
Yeah, and I just really want to make a caveat there. Really important point is that the message of Escape the Rat Race is absolutely not to just jump from a safe job. And when I say safe, there's no job that's safe in the world right now. But I'm talking about, you know, something that has been paying you a decent living into the unknown, which is kind of what I did. But it's certainly not what I advise any of my members to do. The most sensible thing to do is to start educating yourself whilst you still have that job in place, is to go out and test a few different ideas. You know, it might be testing Amazon and selling some products on Amazon, or if you have an interest in property, go along to some property networking meetings, find out what strategies people are using, see if any of those could work for you. test a few things out, because, you know, it's unlikely that you're going to pick the winning strategy on your first go. You need to give a few things a go and see which fit your personality and which you enjoy, which you're good at. And this comes into knowing yourself, which, you know, is so important as well. And that's why I love personal development, because I think that it's so important to actually have the right mindset and to understand why you're doing something, rather than just chasing the money and chasing a strategy because someone on stage has told you it's made them rich and successful. It certainly doesn't mean that that same strategy is going to make you rich and successful too.
Yeah, that's a very, very good point. And it's interesting what you were talking about with when I was thinking, preparing for this interview, the things you'd mentioned, property. I'd certainly got very into property, in the sort of boom years between 2000 and 2007. I managed to buy a property right at the peak of a market just before it dropped, but it still makes me money today. So I came out of that okay. And I did even dabble in a Forex trading thing, but I don't think I did it in a very professional way. So you're quite right that you've got to try different things. I mean, property eventually worked out for me. The Forex thing, in the way I was doing it, was desperately amateurish, and of course therefore didn't. But Amazon, yeah, eventually was the thing that was the home run for me. And then also the podcast on the back of it, sort of back to back, started actually making some real business successes. But I think you're right to say that you need to try stuff out. And I think I would advise that to people now around the Amazon space as well. So talking of which, Christian, I think it would be remiss of us not to mention that you and I have decided to collaborate on this, because we saw there was a match, there was a synergy between what your followers and members were needing, and obviously the background I've got with training people in Amazon. So let's talk through a little bit more of that. Do you want to kick off with some details on that?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, ever since I launched Escape the Rat Race, I remember those first few meetings actually was really when this new concept, I will say, was really bubbling and first kind of was just, I guess, coming out there, in that you could source products from China or from America and white label them and have it sent over to Amazon. And Amazon was pretty much take care of the rest for you. They would pack it, they would store it, they'd send it out to the customers. And really, all you'd need to learn is a little bit of marketing and keyword research, and obviously, you know, picking a good niche and a good product. And my girlfriend, actually, at the time, she actually signed up to a program to learn how to do this. And she, within a few months, had her first product selling in America. And, you know, she was getting sales every day. And so there was a lot of other members in the Escape the Rat Race community who obviously started to investigate this as well. And over the last, I don't know, 3 years it's been now, there's been a number of people I know very well, who have now managed to quit their job and are doing Amazon e-commerce selling as a full-time business and really, really enjoying it and having up to like 30 different product lines now. And so it's always been something that, you know, I've known is a strategy that works. And again, it might not work for every person, but it's so easy to give it a go and test it out and see if that is something you want to then, you know, invest more of your time and money into. And so I've never quite found the right partnership, but through a mutual friend recently, obviously, Michael, we got introduced to one another and we had a quick sit down and we threw some ideas around, and it just seemed like a really obvious fit that we should do something together. So we've run one workshop already, haven't we, which has gone really well.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I have to say, at the time of recording, it hasn't happened yet, but I'm sure it will go extremely well. So when you listen to this, it will be in the past and glowing terms.
That's it. Well, we have it tonight. So yeah, absolutely. It's unlikely this podcast will be edited in time before that. So that's coming up tonight, which we're super looking forward to. We pretty much got a full house of attendees tonight. And then we're going to obviously follow that up with a second workshop, which is on 10th of April, which is a Tuesday, in London at the 8th Club, which is where we hold the Escape the Rat Race meetups and workshops. And I'm sure there'll be links attached to this podcast and in the show notes, Michael, of where people who want to come along and spend a couple of hours with you and I to really learn what is this whole Amazon thing about, you know, to learn how to get started, you know, how much money do you need and how do you find the right products? And these are all the areas that, of course, you're an absolute expert in.
Yeah, so just to clarify on the links front, that's a very good point. If you go to www.amazingfba.com/taster, T-A-S for sugar, T-E-R, that is where we're going to put the taster session links. And yeah, the idea is exactly what we've just been discussing, Christian, that I wouldn't suggest to anyone that they go from 0 to 100 in one leap. I think it's good to investigate a business model in some detail and have a chance to ask a specialist in that area the right kind of questions that you need to know to be able to make a decision, yes or no. So that's exactly what the taster session is there for. So I'm going to outline the basic business model. I can't teach you everything you need to know in 2 hours, but I'm going to leave a healthy amount of time for question and answer so that you can get those questions answered. I think that's probably the single most important part of the evening. And yeah, I would say also it's very, very important to make a clear decision, yes or no, about any business model. My experience, Christian, and you must see an even broader cross-section of people with your coaching work, is that the people who don't do well with the Amazon FBA private label model, in my experience, it's not because there's anything wrong with the model. They just don't work it because they get distracted and they get diffuse focus. And that's because they're trying to ride too many horses at the same time. You know, they want to do property and the day job and they're having a baby and they want to do Amazon. And of course, it just doesn't. That's literally a summary of some of my clients. And yeah, of course, it doesn't work, unsurprisingly.
Well, I want to follow that up because you're absolutely correct there, Michael, is that, you know, all these strategies, or pretty much all the strategies that you see and hear about, they all work. The problem is, will they work for you? And this is where you've got to know yourself first. And I use a tool called Wealth Dynamics with my members, which helps you understand, you know, are you naturally a creative person? Is that an area where you can thrive? Or are you someone who loves just being with people? And the opposite of that is someone who doesn't really like networking and doesn't like, you know, being out there amongst others. And maybe something like trading is good for them because they're more into the details and the analysis and the numbers. So when you actually take a bit of time just to understand yourself first, then it's much, much easier to find that winning strategy.
Yeah, I agree. It's funny. I was reflecting on that when you were talking. I was thinking, well, yeah, I'm quite an extrovert and I love working with people, which I guess is why I've naturally been drawn to the training and coaching side of this. But it's true that I've got a very analytical streak in me. Maybe it's the classical musician thing, I don't know, but I quite like spreadsheets. Is that a shameful thing to admit in public? Which is quite useful for Amazon. So yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, some people should definitely stay away from some business models. And I have no problem, by the way, with turning people away from training for Amazon. I mean, for various different reasons that people need to apply for coaching with me. And sometimes I'll just say, you know, I don't think this is for you. You know, go in peace kind of thing. And I think that's really important as well, to be okay with, just because it's the latest trend doesn't mean it suits you. I'm actually with you on that very much.
You know, it's all about taking that first step. The first step is often the scariest for people. It's outside of their comfort zone. You know, we always hear that, you know, the money, the success is outside of your comfort zone. You know, you can't expect to keep doing the same thing as you've always done and get different results. You know, you have to change things up. You have to take some risks. And for some people, that's harder than others. But if you're going to be an entrepreneur, if you're going to build your wealth, and if you really, really do want to have a life where, you know, you have financial independence, you're going to have to take some risks. And that means investing a bit of money and trying a few things out and acknowledging that failures are part and parcel of the way. I mean, I've invested tens of thousands over the last few years into my education, and I don't regret it, even though some of those things, they kind of came to dead ends. It's part of the journey. And I know that it's going to open up other doors along the way to new opportunities and new connections.
Absolutely. And also, one of the other things that I've realized is that, you know, because I'm 44 now, and, you know, so I suppose I've had a bit of time to do things badly and then do things well and notice patterns. And what I've saw is that about 10 years ago, I got very obsessed with the idea of coaching and marketing around coaching. And I went to loads of seminars, spent a load of money, and it didn't seem like it had any result. Of course, 10 years later, here I am. It's had a huge result in me being able to help people with amazing FBA, but it took 10 years to come to fruition, and I never thought it was going to. So I couldn't agree more. And it's kind of, I think of as money in the bank. The best money in the bank, if you like, is building your own education. I used to read that in books and kind of think, yeah, is that really true? Now I know that's true because I've had that experience. So I couldn't agree more that education is probably the biggest single investment you could ever put into yourself. And I think even Warren Buffett says something like that as well. That's it. Thank you so much for your attention. I really appreciate it. Now over to you. First, 80-20 everything. Learn the critical few. Maybe there's one thing in this podcast that can make all the difference. Find that thing. 20% of inputs, give 80% of the outputs. Which are the critical few for you? Then take action. Imperfect action beats perfect inaction every single time. Finally, and not least, review. If you've made mistakes, learn from them. If you've made a success, duplicate it. You can't do that unless you look back. So in summary, learn the critical few. Then do then review. And then, my friend, it's up to you. That's it. Thank you so much for your attention. Speak to you in the next episode.